Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Imru Lufanai B'Rosh Hashanah Malchias Zichronius V'Shoifers. Say in front of me on Rosh Hashanah, Psukim of Malchias, Psukim of Zichronius, Psukim of Shoifers. Malchias, why should you say Malchias? In order that you should accept my malchus upon you. Zichronius, why should you say the psukim? So that your remembrance should come in front of me for good. How are you going to get it up in front of me? B'shefer. By saying the psukim and by blowing the shofar, you're going to get it up by the zichronius and the achlokes rishonim, what it means on zichronius and the malchius. So we say malchius, zichronius, and shofars. Malchius so that we should accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech. Zichronius that we should be remembered for good. Uvameh b'shoifer. Omer Rebavu says, Loma toikim b'shoifer shel ayil. Why do we blow the shoifer than ayil? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shom says, Tiku lefanai b'shoifer shel ayil. Blow in front of me the shoifer of ayil. Kedei she'ezkir lochem akeidas Yitzchok ben Avrom. So that you should remember that you should, I should remember for you the Akedah of Yitzchok ben Avraham. Umala ani aleichem. Umala ani aleichem. And I consider it. Ki ilu akadetem atzmechem lefonai. In order that I consider it as though you were akad yourself in front of me. But the Gemara is telling us many, many key yesodos that we have to understand for Rosh Hashanah. And what we have to begin to really think through is what is this avodah, what is this that we're doing on Rosh Hashanah? Imru lefonai malchias. You're going to say psukim of malchias. And what's the purpose of saying psukim of malchias? That you should accept my malchus. And what does that mean? To understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech. He is the melech in the whole creation. It's his creation. And the more that I understand that it's his creation, the more I accept his malchus upon me. Whenever a person becomes a melech, or if you have a president that reviews the accounting sheet of his business, so he reviews, he looks, says this department is doing their job. This department is not producing. Why is it not producing? Maybe it needs more money to be able to produce more business. Maybe it's just not functioning properly. And therefore it isn't worthwhile having it in my business anymore. And let's close it down. The third department is making a tremendous amount of business. But maybe they don't need as much to be able to produce what they're doing. Or maybe I should just leave them alone. See, each part needs a review. What is it? Is it worthwhile? Is it kedai to give them more? Is it kedai to take away? What is it? So when the president reviews your department, and he now is going through it. What can you do to make it that the president is going to be satisfied with your department, and that therefore he should maintain your department and keep it going? What could you tell him? You can come into the office, say to him, here are the sheets. Look at the good things that I've done. You're right that there were times that the department did not produce as it could. But remember the time that in December I produced at its peak. And in the midst, when the company was having a tough time in the summer, I made a tremendous deal that carried the company through the summer. So you're right, in March I wasn't doing the job. But I came through in December, and in July I carried the company. So the president will say, you're right. Even though it didn't really produce the total what I wanted, but it is worthwhile keeping the department, because it's doing things that are worthwhile for me as the president of the corporation. Imru l'fonai malchius. We speak about the Rabbeinu Shlomo as the melech. And the melech means he reviews, he's the king, it's his. And he's going to review. And when he reviews, I have to have something to say to him. I'm going to have to come in front of him in less than a week. And I'm going to have to tell him something. What am I going to say? I played a great game of basketball in the middle of Seder. What am I going to tell him? I have to come and tell him something that I did. Something that's worthwhile for him to keep me going. Mi yichye, mi yomus. He's going to decide who should he keep around and who he shouldn't. So what am I going to do? I'm going to say psukim of Zichronius. Remember, I'm from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Remember that I'm having for in me greatness, that I can do it, and there are times that I've done it. Remember, that's Zichronius. How am I going to get it up to him? Shaifus. But how does it work? How does a shofar work? How does it work that the Zechronius are going to do something to help me and then? Starting Motzei Shabbos, the outstanding aspect for the next weeks is Tefillah. Sliches. The Yira, the Pachad, just the thought. Look around the world. The poverty, the sickness. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to decide. So how do I come to Din? We daven. Since you made tshuva, sliches. The day of tshuva, davening. How does davening do anything for us? On this day in which I need to be able to somehow say something, somehow I'm going to do it, I got to make it through. So what am I going to say to him? So I come and I daven. And what's davening going to do for me? Let us start from the very beginning. What's the tachlis of blowing shofar? So we know that the purpose of blowing shofar is to proclaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech. And I'm going to proclaim it with the shofar that I'm going to blow. And when we hear the shofar blow, we are so taken back by the Malchus I'm broken in relationship to what I'm supposed to be. But yet, throughout Torah, whenever you see the blowing of a shofar, there's geula. It's redemption. Gemara in Brachos tells us that if a person sees a shofar in a dream, he should await geula. It's coming to his way. In our tefillos we say, Tika b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu. There's something about a shofar that brings geula. What's there in a shofar that's going to bring geula for me? Let's analyze. What is the shofar? The shofar is not that which you hold. It's not like a lulav that the object that you're holding is the mitzvah. Because that's not what the shofar is. What the shofar is the call that comes from the depth of the being of who I am. I'm not the body. I'm not this that it looks like. There's something deep, deep inside of me. That's who I really am. What am I? I'm my neshama. Breath. The Rabbeinu Shalom came and he blew breath into my nostril. And I breathe. And I live because he gives me chayim. Because he lets me live. And when he decides it's all over, he takes away my breath. I could be wonderful. I could have $1 million. I could look like a wonderful guy. Physically, I'm in great shape. When the Rabbeinu Shalom decides breath's over, chayim's finished. It's over in this physical world. So it's in his hands. It's mamish in his hands. So there has to be a way that I come to him and say, I realize Chaim is yours. So we take the shofar and with my breath, the mitzvah is with a neshima, with a breath, I say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, my neshama belongs to you, because you're the melech. It rises and falls with you. When you decide it's good, it's good. You decide I lost my money, gone. You decide I should beg in the streets, that's the way it's going to be. Because you're the melech. And I therefore realize that it's up to you. And I want to be mamlech, you as the melech. That in my life, the only thing that's going to make a difference is your decrees. Our biggest bondage that we face is the shackles of the Yetzer Hara that's on us. It pulls us down. It doesn't let us be who we could be. Doesn't let us see the truths of life and death. Doesn't let us have clarity. The Yetzer Hara blocks it. Holds it down. Rosh Hashanah you come and you blow with your neshima and you say, I'm dedicated to you. What happens? How's that going to help me? Pasuk tells us, Al elikim b'sruah, Hashem b'kol shofar. That what Al elikim, that the Rabbeinu Shalom sitting in Midas Adin, Hashem b'kol shofar. And somehow, in my blowing of shofar, I change, I somehow now am able to move him so that he's going to move from Midas Adin, which is so awesome that every move is judged. There's no way that we can make it through Midas Adin. And Schaefer's going to get him to move to Midas Harachamim. How's that going to happen? Ola Lekim Besruah. When I blow the Schaefer, the Rebbeinu Shem goes up. Hashem Bekol Schaefer becomes Midas Harachamim. How's that going to happen? Ramchal, in his Sefer, Derech Hashem, when he speaks about tefillah, he says the following thing. Inyan ha-tefillah hu, ki hinei min ha-sidorim shesidra ha-chokhme el-yoyno, the way the Rabbeinu Shalom made it, she-liyos ha-nivroyim mikablim shefa mimenu yizborach. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives into this world that which we have to get. If we were to use it on something that we can understand in our limited scope, we would say there are pipelines coming down. And the Rebbeinu Shalom pipes into us that which he would love to give us. Bitzorich sheyisoiru heimei lov. You got to hear these words. A person has to be moved to come close to him. The Yitzkarvuloi, I want to be close to you. The Yevakesh Ponov, and I seek to see you, to be close. I want to be your man. I want you to look at me and be happy with what you're seeing. Ukefias Ayerusimloi, and according to how much they're moved to come close to him, Kein Yimsha Kaleim Shefa. According to what you're moved, that's how much he's going to give you. Bim lo yisaru, and if you're not moved, lo yimshachla, he's not going to give it to you. Now why? Why does it work that way? V'hinei odin baruch hu, Chofetz, the Reitze, Shetirbe Teivas Brua Bismachos Maneya. The Rebbeinu Shem loves us, and he wants to give us good. But that's only if you're his person, if you're close. So he gave us tefillah. What happens with tefillah? With tefillah, I come to him with everything that I am. What makes the human being unique? He's a physical body. He has emotions. He has intellect. In Dibur, we use our intellect. We use emotions. We use our physical body and in our expression. And with everything together, I say to Rebbeinu Shalom, I am your Eved. I'm yours. That's what I am. It's not mine. There's nothing that I have down here that I got on my own. It's all from you, Rebbeinu Shalom. I don't think for one second that my brain is something I earned. It's a gift. My breath, that's a gift. Person has beauty. Person has ability. Person has intellect. These are gifts. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives it to us. And since I know I need you, because without you, I'm finished, I am your Eved. So comes the Yom HaDin. And it comes the Yom HaDin, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to decide who should make it. Who should make it through? So what do we come to him? We come and we blow the shofar. And when we blow the shofar, we say, with everything that I have, I'm yours. I come with my tefillah, and I beg him, you're the melech. What do I say when I daven? Ramban, at the end of Pasha's boy, a very, very famous Ramban. So Ramban says the following. Shabachol Shah, Shah the Maida Behem Lelakov, that a person admits, Vikavon is called a mitzvah, every mitzvah, Shinamin Belikeinu, that we should believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Noidei Lord Shehu Baronu, that He made us. Now listen, the Kavonis HaYitzira, that's the purpose of this creation. She'ein lonu tam acher b'yitzira rishayna. There's no other purpose in being here, only to understand and to admit He's the Melech and He made us. The Ein Kel Elyon Chofetz B'tachtonim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants nothing else from us. Milvad, one thing, sheyeda ha'odom, that man has to have a clarity in his mind, the yoyde lelekov, and admit to his God, shebar oy, that he, and only he, created me, keeps me going, he's the purpose of existence. So I come on Rosh Hashanah, and I'm standing in din. And indeed there's a pachat, a fear, a tremble. Malachim yechofezun, we say, not only us, the angels in heaven tremble. And anybody that doesn't tremble in Rosh Hashanah doesn't know what Rosh Hashanah is about. And you tremble in awe that he's the Melech. He's going to decide. How am I going to make it through? So I come to him and I say, I'm yours. And the more I'm yours, I'm your son, I'm your Eved, please take care of me. And I blow the shofar, and because I'm yours, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam goes from Midas HaRachamim, Midas HaDin, to Midas HaRachamim. Nefesh HaChayim, when he discusses different things about tefillah, so he writes, Shekol kavonosuhu, that the whole kavono of davening, lechavin rak lo hoisif koyech hakedush, to add more strength in holiness. Skipping a few lines. Man's in a king's army. And in the king's army, he goes to fight. What does he go to war for? He doesn't need it. He doesn't gain anything on it. What's he going to war for? He's going to war to fight for the honor of the country and the honor of the king. We go for the honor of the king. Kein roi ma'oit le'odom hayosho losum kol kavonosai, to put your kavona betoya machshavtoi betvilosai. What should you have kavon in your davening? Rak lo'isif teizkoyach b'sol etzal kedosh. More holiness. That the tumah, the filth of the world should be removed. That Jews like you and me have a chance in this world. Can't walk on a street can't turn on a radio. You can't do anything in this filthy world anymore. It's mamish tome. The only thing that's left of any semblance of purity and holiness are the four walls that we're sitting in. Everything outside of this is tome. And you beg by the Rabbeinu Shalom, bring your Malchus. Show the Malchus. I can't take it anymore. They're blowing us up all over the place. Anti-Semitism's on the rise. There's no recognition of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the world. Tum is all over. I can't take it without your Malchus. Please show your Malchus in the Briah. When you come, Rosh Hashanah, it is not one mention of personal. Because I have nothing to say. I can't come to him and say anything. I can't figure it out. I'll be very honest with you. I don't know what I'm going to say in less than a week. Come Wednesday night, and I'm going to have to stand there. I'm going to tell the Rosh Hashanah, what am I going to say to him? I have nothing to say. I've been affected by the tumor of the world. We had a bitl Torah. What are you going to say to him? You got to think it through. He's the Melech. He's going to decide, are you going to live or die? What are you going to say to him? Dip the honey in the apple. What are you going to tell him? The davening was too long. I'm tired from standing so long. That's what you're going to tell him in din. Think about it. If you got a speeding ticket, which means nothing, mamish doesn't mean a thing, and they told you in 6 days you're going to be in court. For the next 6 days, you'll think about it day and night, how you're going to come dressed. What are you going to tell the judge? It wasn't my fault. The speedometer wasn't working. I really went through a green light, not red. Every teretz, you'll think it over and over and over and over again. And then you'll come in front of the judge, who is a shikker, who means nothing, and you're going to tremble. From whom? And here we're going to stand in front of Melech, Malchei HaMelochim. We have nothing to say. What am I going to tell him? He's going to decide, should I make it through the year or not? What am I going to tell him? I'm telling him I wasn't believing in Bipul Torah, not Emes. I watched my eyes and I didn't look at anything I wasn't supposed to. Sheker. I was careful of my Dibur. Sheker. What can I say to him? So I'm going to come and try somehow to say, Melech, I'm your Eved. Please, I'll do better. I'm accepting your Malchus. I'm going to try. I want to bring your kingdom into this world. I'm going to do something for you. Please, keep me around another year so that I have some reason. I'll say, your Malchus. What else can I tell them? Just like we know that we say in the morning, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, Bitul Torah keneged kulam. One of the things that we can come to Rabbeinu Shalom and say, I'm going to try. I'm going to watch Bitul Torah. I'm going to be dedicated. I want to read you an Avista Reb Nosson. Avista Reb Nosson, you should see it inside, because when I saw it, my eyes popped out. Avista Reb Nosson, Perek Chof. Reb Chanina Skana Koyen Oimer. Kol Anoisin Divrei Torah Liboy. Anybody who takes Torah, not just in a classroom, but he puts it a Liboy. It's part of him. Mevatlin Mimenu Hirhurei Cheref. You won't have any here thoughts of the cherev, hirurei rov, hirurei shtus. You won't think about ridiculous things, hirurei znus, hirurei yetzahara, hirurei yeshesish, hirurei dvorim betalim, hirurei. in Divrei Torah Liboy. Neistin lo yiru rei cherev, you're going to be afraid. You know, here who rei shtus, here who rei rov, here who rei znus, here who rei yitzahara, here who rei sheish, here who rei dvorim betelim, here who rei olbos of Adam. Bitul Torah. But not just it. We have to be able to take Torah into our heart, to make it a chelik of us. That Torah is the most important thing in the whole creation. There are many people sitting in this room that don't take the situation seriously. See, you guys sitting here, you guys in the back, smiling. Other guys, I don't know how to say it. I push it to lost the words. Well, I made push it few days before then. A few weeks ago, Pasha, we had Ben Sarah Myra. Some Ben Sarah Myra, we're told, that why do we kill him? Al Shem Seifer. And we learned in Gemara Megillah that Yom Echad B'Shana is Nikra Shana. One day in the year is called a year. So Chazal came and told us that if a person comes at the end of the year and he understands in the last moments that it's the Seif and he's about to face the Din, and because of that, he's going to do tshuva. He's going to try and bring Kovit Shemayim. So then the Sundays that we lost, we'll do a kapara, and the Rabbeinu Shem will forgive us for Sundays. Tuesdays, Wednesdays. We're now Thursday night. Wednesdays are gone. Thursdays are gone. We're now Thursday night. Tis the last Thursday night of the year. We have to be machazik. Think about every marib on a Thursday night that you ran through and you didn't have kavona. How many times Friday morning in the shachris you were too groggy to even understand the words? How much bitul Torah on a Friday? 5 minutes before Shabbos, you're coming out of a dripping shower and you weren't ready, you didn't spend time preparing to accept Shabbos. This is the end. We're at the end. We have to know that we're at the end and we have to get ready. Tonight has to be a night in which you spend thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to tell them? Mariv has to be a Mariv. Has to be a Sarirus. Tomorrow in the afternoon, it's not a time to run around. It's a time that Shabbos, you should be ready in plenty of time. Should learn before Mincha Shabbos afternoon, Friday afternoon. Friday night is not to sleep all night. Shabbos afternoon, you have to spend thinking, learning something so that I can come to bring to the Rabbeinu Shem something that I did it better. Something we have to put together. Rabbeinu Shem should only have rachmanis. Yidin have such tzaris and the bria. It's a shrek. You can mamish be broken from just thinking about the sickness, about the poverty, about the problems. Rabbeinu Shem should be ma'oiros, that we should be zeiche to be makabel malchusa yizbara. And by being makabel means I'm his eved. And by being an eved, then I can talk about tshuva. Before I understand what I'm returning to and where I'm going, I can't talk about tshuva. I have to first know that the Rabbeinu Shem's melech. He's melech. Then I want to be his person. I want to come back and be his eved. I blew it a few times a year, but I want to come back. I want to be his. It's shayich then to do tshuva. Rabbeinu Shem should give into our hearts and into our minds. It's soirerus. That we should be zeichet to be mekabel malchusa yizborach. And through the Kabbalah's malchus, we should be true avodim. And in the schus that we are ma'ir ourselves and spend time in our tefillah and word for word understanding and dedication to be given to him. Benishon Shevrachmanes on each and every one of us, and write us in the Sifrei Chayim, and that we all should be zeicher to a ksiva v'chasim of Torah.